Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen, and I'm returning your call. Calling from
Yes,
customer support.
actually, I was charged $67 for a purchase that I didn't make. So I just wanted to clarify that. Why was I charged for that?
Okay,
Can
so
you
I
just
would.
cancel that?
Okay, so I would need some information so I can
Sure.
locate you in the system. Let's see.
Sure.
Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
60659.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. And your name, please?
Taklim Fatima.
Okay, so okay, I think I may have located something for you. If you would, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address, please?
Yeah, it's 6040, North Troy Street.
Okay, so let me just, I'm just getting everything pulled up and let me see what this is for. Okay, so I did locate an account, and what I am showing is I am showing that it looks like there was an entry, a sweepstakes entry for a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer that was signed up for.
The KitchenAid mixer was, when I saw it online, it was just $5, and that is why I ordered that. But then I didn't know that it was $67. Please go ahead and cancel it.
Okay.
Cancel both the transactions if possible, please.
Okay. So what I'm seeing is, let's see, in signing up for the chance to win the KitchenAid mixer, it did tell you that the first entry for the initial, let's see, show you paid $5.74, that was for the initial entry, and that gave you like a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning the KitchenAid mixer. But if you did not win, then within 2 days that you would be billed for the membership, which keeps you enrolled for the chance to win the mixer, but it also provides you with a gift voucher for $125 to use towards the discount shopping store.
Yeah, I would not be interested in that. I just want to cancel.
All right, so what I can do is I'll go ahead and get this canceled. Let's see.
How soon can I expect the refund? Do you
Okay.
have any idea?
So now I wouldn't be able to process a refund because when you signed up, you did agree to the terms stating that you did understand that you would be enrolled for that monthly membership. What I can do is I can offer a 35% refund on the charge for you as a courtesy today.
But I don't want that. No, I did not get those kind of information that I signed up for. I didn't sign up for this. I didn't get those terms and conditions because I wouldn't have signed up for a $67 monthly subscription. That's too much for me. I'm a student.
Yes, I know. And that's why I'm saying I'm not saying that you read the terms in signing up, but I do know that's the only way that initial entry would process. But what I will offer to do to try to help you with this, since I do understand there was a misunderstanding here, I can offer to meet you halfway on the charge and refund you a 50%.
But that's what I'm telling you. I don't need it at all. I mean, I thought that it was $5 and that's the only reason why I, paid for it, or else I wouldn't have. And I did not get any terms and conditions. If I would have gotten the terms and conditions, I would have read it. Believe me, I read the terms and conditions.
Yes, ma'am. Now I've gone ahead and canceled the account to prevent any future charges of any kind. But the best I would be able to do with the refund would be the 50%. I do apologize.
Please, because I'm a student. I really need this cash. Could you do anything better than that?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. That is company policy. I do apologize.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
When can I expect the refund?
Let's see. All right. So it is showing that this was done, looks like today. So it shouldn't take long for the refund to reflect back. At the most, I know it, you know, the normal processing is 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
But let me give you the confirmation number that shows that that was done for you.
Can you SMS that on my phone number?
I'm sorry?
Can you SMS the number on my phone?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am, I don't have access to being able to text it to you.
Sorry. Let me just find a pen.
Okay.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Okay, go ahead. Give a number.
Okay. And just so you know, that refund is going to be for $33.66, and that's going to be R as in Robert.
Okay.
262.
262.
Mm-hmm. 683.
683.
144.
144. Can you repeat that?
Sure. R as in Robert, 262.
Mm-hmm.
683.
Mm-hmm.
144.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
All right.
Thank
you. You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.